This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This definitely could have won.
Because as great as the movie is, the song's even better.
The song's way better. Like, the song's a potential, like, top 10 song of all time.
John, how's the fall of John going? What's going on?
There is none.
Okay.
There's no fall.
That's okay.
John.
That's okay.
I have no social activity to speak of.
Well, ladies, he's still available.
Sure, I am.
He's still available.
But I'm focused on what we've got right now,
okay,
which is excitement for our teams.
Yep.
More than anything.
You happy?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I am happy because I'm expecting some titles in the very near future. I do expect titles, Joe, with our teams, plural. Like, that is what we're setting up for here.
You did hear Angelo yesterday saying that, you know, 77,000 combined seasons that he was on the air, there's only two championships, right?
I know.
What was the number, like 132 or something?
132 seasons.
That's a virtual impossibility.
Yeah, it's like statistically improbable. It really is.
It's definitely statistically improbable. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's welcome our dude, Mr. Ben Davis, in studio. Chris with us, not just during the baseball season, but all through the winter into the spring and then back to another baseball season. And look, we know the deal. He grew up a Philly sports fan. He can talk Eagles, he can talk Sixers, and he can certainly talk Phils. And there's some big Phils news to get into today with our guy, Ben Davis. What up, Ben?
Top of the morning to you.
John?
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
I always stay out of it. I never quite know what to do, but I let Richie handle it. All right, so Ben, we got some Phils news to dive into, and then we're going to get right back to the phones. But let's separate them. Two different issues. Let's take them one at a time. The announcement yesterday, and I don't think it was a surprise at all, that the Phillies are going to have Bryce Harper play first base and that Rhys Hoskins is essentially out. I mean, it would basically take a miracle at this point for Rhys to be retained. I mean, someone would have to have like an off-season injury. It's not going to happen. Do you think the Phillies made the right decision?
I do. I would have liked to have seen Rhys back for 1 year, sign a 1-year contract. Having said that, I do think they are upgraded defensively. And that's a big thing at first base.
Do you agree the Rhys back 1 year deal is essentially implausible unless they were going to have Kyle Schwarber DH? I mean, you can't pay a guy $10 to $15 million. First off, he probably is going to get more than that. So let's start with that. But secondly, you're just not going to have a guy that starts 30 games making $15 million. And Rhys Hoskins probably wouldn't want that. So unless Schwarber was going to be playing left field, there was no spot for Rhys Hoskins as long as Bryce Harper played first, right?
No, I think it was unless Bryce Harper was going to play left field. That's what I think. And then Schwarber was going to DH no matter what. That was a given. And then he put Rhys back at first base.
I got you. I was sort of saying if the decision had already been made for Bryce to go to first.
Right.
But we're basically talking the same
thing. Yeah. So do
you think they told Bryce, or do you think he said, I'm going to put my hand up there for first base?
I think he had a big say in it. And I don't think it was definitively him saying, hey, Dave Dombrowski and Topper, I'm playing first base.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that, but I think he had a big say into the deciding factor.
So those guys are buddies, as we know, Bryce and Rhys. I mean, let's be real. When Bryce got here, I'd have to kind of think about it, but I assume Rhys probably had been the Phillies' best hitter, I would certainly think. If I remember right, there was a home run derby. I remember, John, we interviewed Rhys Hoskins. Home run derby. I think that was when he was competing in the Washington home run derby, the All-Star game, in which Bryce Harper was like the star attraction because it was in Washington and he was going to be a free agent. If I'm remembering this right, And I remember thinking at the time, all right, hopefully Bryce and Reese can strike up a little bit of a relationship. And they did. Mm. And here we are like 5 years later. Do you think it's awkward between them, Ben, or they just get it and it is what it is?
No, I was listening on the way into you guys, and I think you guys hit the nail on the head in the fact that they realize it is a business. And I think they realize that, you know, the Phillies are just trying to do what's best for the ball club. And Reese Hoskins, listen, Reese Hoskins is going to get his. I mean,
yeah.
He's going to get his.
Yeah.
But I do think it's not going to tear their relationship apart.
Well, that's positive.
That is a positive. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're gonna get to the Castellanos issue in a moment. Yeah. Let's go to the phones, mixing some calls here as well. Ben Davis with us from now till 10. By the way, 9 to 10, we're going to do some Turkey Bowl stuff today. Haddon Field and Haddon Heights, who will be competing in Turkey Bowl exactly 2 weeks from today. Believe it or not, Thanksgiving in 2 weeks exactly. We'll highlight those teams, talk to the coaches. Going to have them in studio. Looking forward to that coming up later today at 9 o'clock. Also, Howard Eskin at 8, Mike Quick at 8:40. We got a lot going on to Chris right now. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Chris?
Hello, how you doing? I'm sorry, I'm at a meeting. But I would like to say, you know, I went to my first tailgate for the Eagles and Dallas game.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, I had a blast. It was like, it felt like it was my birthday. Like,
good man.
Everybody got along, and it just, it was a good experience. I can imagine how the stadium is, like, inside the stadium.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just wanted to share that with y'all. And I want to talk a little bit about the Reese Hoskins situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I don't feel no type of way about it. I like Reese Hoskins. I think they understand each other. And, you know, like you said, it's business. But I also thought, like, he could be our DH, too. But then we got Kyle Schwarber. So it's like a little.
That's right. Now, there's really no spot for him. All right, Chris, give me an answer here. You can win a couple cool prizes today. Reference to a man and a woman in a title.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Seltzer, that's a no, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. We're asking for
man, woman, guy,
girl, him, her, she, he.
I mean, Mr. and Mrs., though, is kind of like.
It's as close as it gets.
Ben, give me a rule. Should we just let Mr. and Mrs. in as well?
Yes. Yeah, I think so, too.
Why are we being so nitpicky?
Yeah.
So Mr. Smith goes to Washington's now on the board and now off the board. Mr. Deeds is now on the board and now off the board.
You need to stop.
Okay, I'm just.
All right.
I mean, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Mr. is now both on and off the. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where we're at here. All right, so Ben Castellanos, report comes out that the Phillies are considering trading him. Look, theoretically, as James pointed out, you can consider trading anybody, but I don't think a story like this comes out unless there's some. What is it? If there's where there's smoke, there's some fire. I would guess there's some fire here. I really came to appreciate Nick Castellanos this year. First off, he was their best hitter in the first half of the season. That was clear. That's why he was the only hitter that made the All-Star team. It's really incredible. The two guys that represented the Phillies in the All-Star team in July, Kimbrel is like totally not going to be back.
Right.
And Castellanos, it seems at this point, there's a decent chance he won't be back if they find the right trade partner. Ben, what do you make of the Castellanos thing, and what do you think their objective is here? What are they trying to do with Nick Castellanos?
Well, I think if they were to trade him, his trade value is not going to get any higher than it is currently. I know he struggled in the playoffs in that last series against the Diamondbacks, but up until then, he had a pretty darn good playoff series.
He sure did. It's
the Marlins against the Braves for sure.
Big homers.
Huge homers.
Yeah.
He drove in over 100 runs. He hit .272. I think the ups and downs throughout the course of the season. I mean, yes, he made the All-Star team. Then he came out of the All-Star break, and he was cold as could be.
Correct.
So I think the ups and downs, those ebbs and flows, I think the Phillies, they want something maybe a little bit more reliable, more sustainable offensively, so you don't go into those big lulls. And maybe that's, you know, a big reason why Hoskins isn't back as well, because there were some, when he was hot, Hoskins was, there's no one hotter. But then he would go into a month where he didn't do anything.
John, do you view Castellanos as a core player?
No. Somehow
it's really close, man.
I still don't because of the whiff percentage. I don't know. Like, I still go back 2 years with him, and I hate the picture in my mind's eye swinging low and away. He does just whiff. He swings in wildly and freely too often to where he hasn't worked his way into that inner circle yet. And that's the difference between him and Schwarber.
I don't agree with that.
I think Schwarber is more intrinsic and valuable to the team, obviously the locker room, and that's what lifts him, and that's the only thing that lifts
him. Look, you can move on from core players. Teams do it. I mean, Dave Cash back in the 70s was a big part of what the Phillies had going. He was one of their better players. They moved on. They pivoted to Manny Trillo. They eventually won a championship. I mean, it does happen. But, James, do you view Nick Castellanos as a core player of the Phillies?
It's a great question. I did earlier in the playoffs. Like, it felt like he was on his way, and then, you know, we saw the old Castellanos. I think so. I would say yes.
I mean, he was right there when they would celebrate in those locker rooms.
I would say yes. You know,
he was right in there. You know, he was part of that. I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I mean, look, obviously I'm open. I mean, Ben, if they trade Castellanos, they get what? Like, what is that? Is that a fourth starter? Is that a third starter? Is that another outfielder? What do you get when you trade Nick Castellanos?
I think if they were to do it, it would be for pitching, without a doubt.
Because A starter,
yes.
I mean, he better be pretty good. I don't want ham and egg.
I would think they'd have to be very good. The problem is there's not a lot of starting pitching out there. I mean, there's really basically three free agents on the market from a starting pitching standpoint. And one of them is Blake Snell, and I don't think the Phillies are going to get him.
Do you see a scenario where he is traded? I'm sorry, I want to get back to the Blake Snell thing, but Castellanos is traded for a prospect, and the Phillies just go sign someone else, and that's the whole equation?
It could be. It very well could be. I don't think Dave Dombrowski is in the Phillies. I don't think they're in the process of making a big leaguer. They're not in that process. They're in the win now scenario. This is not, hey, we're going to develop a guy. Mm-hmm. They're not in the development stage. They're in the win the World Series stage.
I mean, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. My point, though, is because they have such deep pockets, they could just sign another Castellanos and acquire a prospect for years to come. I mean, that's not an impossibility. But you got to know you got that guy to sign. I mean, otherwise you don't trade.
The market's light for guys like that, this free agency. Yeah.
It's not a great free agent market.
It's a bad one. Yeah. It's like a flat-out bad group of free
agents. Look, it's fun to be talking some Phillies baseball again today. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, on one hand, they're making some decisions, which with the Reese thing, I think it's the right decision to let Reese go and put Bryce at first base. On the other hand, you know, to me, honestly, it's a little sad. I got very attached to Reese Hoskins, and candidly, this year I started getting attached to Nick Castellanos as well. All right, we'll take your reaction to that. Eagles with the bye week, the adjustments that this is probably like the main day, if I had to guess, that they're making adjustments. Sirianni said to us earlier this week, we talked to him on Tuesday, it's like, yep, coaches, we're going to step away for like 2 or 3 days. You got to, he wasn't saying completely, but yes, you got to spend some time with your family and you got to let yourself breathe. So if I had to guess, the coaches are probably throttling back up literally today. When they do and they meet, what are they going through that are the main things they got to focus on to become an even better team in the second half of the year? We'll ask Sean, what are those things to focus on? Kelsey, something he said about the Cowboys, it's great. A lot more up ahead, including Rob Thompson on the record yesterday about the Phillies losing in the postseason. Believe it or not, we've got a Christmas song. Why? Because the Eagles have released a Christmas song with the new Christmas album. We'll get to that. Plus the reality of N'Kobe Dean out. Well, we think probably for the year, the Liz Frank injury. A lot going on, including your phone calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.